I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Phil Jackson talks about his life as an NBA player and coach. But first, it's a quiet, sunny spring evening in Wilmington, Massachusetts, but you wouldn't know it inside the Shriners Auditorium, where it's kind of dark and pretty noisy, because roller derby is noisy and kind of dark and a little mysterious, at least until it's explained to me that points are scored when jammers fight their way through the pack for a pass, roar around the oval-shaped track, and fight their way through the pack for another pass. So that's as straightforward as skating in circles can be, except that the second contest on the card on this particular evening offers entertainment unusual even by roller derby standards. It will pit the all-male Central Massachusetts Maelstrom against the all-female Boston Massacre, the latter featuring such fearsome personages as Dixie Kicks, Dottie Danger, Maya Mangalew, and...
My real name is Amy Chilton, and my roller derby name is Bad Person.
Bad Person.
Yeah.
You don't look the least bit like a bad person.
Well, it's meant to be kind of ironic and joke.
Aha, said I to myself. And then I asked Bad Person about the unusual challenge of skating against a team of men.
It is a different game with the men. We're used to being able to move more people on the track, so we kind of have to change our strategy a little bit. So that makes us a little nervous, but we have scrimmaged them before, so it's not, you know, we're not totally walking into the dark on this.
When you say move more people on the track, do you mean knock them down, shoulder them?
Yeah, hit them, move them where they don't want to go. Usually when we're playing against other people about our size, it's a little easier, but some of these guys are our size, so.
I backed away from Bad Person, cautiously, and approached a member of the all-male Central Massachusetts Maelstrom with the utterly pedestrian name of Richard Gannett. He discounted his team's advantages of size and strength.
I would say that with derby, it's a lot more finesse. Your ability on skates, as far as playing derby goes, is actually more of how you can manipulate yourself on the skates. It's not necessarily your mass or how big you are or anything like that.
I got to say, they got the advantage because they're using those goofy names.
Absolutely. I actually like a lot of their names. They do have a lot of good names. Like I said, I skated under Striker up to last season, but this year I kind of wanted to, you know, take my own name and kind of go with that. Have that be my persona in derby this year.
No hiding behind some moniker like Ginger Kid or Speed Metal there, and maybe it didn't matter. The referee, who called himself Three Day Bender, didn't think it did. He's the guy who told me that roller derby is misunderstood.
One of the first questions I get when I tell people that I'm a roller derby referee is, roller derby has rules? Or aren't you guys like professional wrestling? Because everyone's used to the roller derby of the 70s and 80s, where it was fixed. It was promoted much like professional wrestling is now, and was then.
Yeah, I said. But men against women, is that a special challenge for the officials?
Yes and no. The men's game and the women's game are played under the same rule set, but you'll often hear them say, same rules, different game. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but many of our crew tonight have experience working with both the men and the women.
Not the women and the men together.
Some of us do, some of us don't. It'll definitely be a challenge tonight, but it's one we're looking forward to.
Boston, Boston, pitch, pitch, pitch! Boston, Boston, pitch, pitch, pitch!
Bad Person, Vixen to Hit You, Maud Forbid, and the rest of the Boston Massacre took an early 7-0 lead, but the Central Mass Maelstrom quickly caught up, and by the time I asked Rammy Lammy for some play-by-play, they'd put the Massacre in the rearview mirror. Not, Rammy Lammy thought, necessarily for good.
Number 1993 for the Mass Maelstrom, the men's team, made pass after pass after pass after pass, and I think that's what really caused them to break apart. I wouldn't say, it's certainly a big gap. It'll be a lot to catch up for the Massacre, for the women's team, but I wouldn't say that this gap at this point in the game precludes a victory by them.
She might have been right, but for a series of infractions, the first of which sent Bel Air Bomber to the penalty box, or more precisely, penalty bench. In any case, there she was.
I had a multiplayer block.
A multiplayer?
I held on to my teammate too long.
And they caught you?
And they caught me.
Well, I hope you get away with it next time.
Thank you.
Moments later, Vixen to Hit You was also sent to the sin bin. I had to know why.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah.
That's unfair.
Yeah, it is.
They sent you in here and you don't know why.
Well, I know why, but I don't believe it was true. put it that way.
Okay. Maybe it was the penalties. Maybe it was that spurt 5 minutes in to which Rami Lamy referred. Whatever the reason, the men of the Central Massachusetts Maelstrom prevailed over the women of the Boston Massacre 284-131. Maelstrom member Ryan Conlon was gracious in his assessment of the team that was second best that evening.
Boston is a very, very, very tough team. They've been around for a long time. They have a lot of smart players. They have a lot of smart coaches. Always nice to have good competition.
With that, Ryan Conlon rejoined his Central Mass Maelstrom teammates, perhaps to strategize for their next tilt with the men of the New York Shock Exchange, while the thoughts of the vanquished Boston Massacre turned to an upcoming rumble with the Calamity Janes of Maine.
Saved my soul.